Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! All right. Is there anybody here that loves the Lord like I do?
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. Now, praise the Lord, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I am the founder of this ministry, but as always, I am joined, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, by some very anointed and powerful servant leaders in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Gladys McGee, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So on behalf of myself and all of the servant leaders here, we want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going to ask our Bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, to open this worship service in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, God. Father, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. Father, there's no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that you sent for our salvation, God, and for our physical wholeness, God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you for giving us a desire to live a more than abundant life and to perfect our love walk toward one another and ourselves and toward you so that we can truly walk in confidence, God, and we can dispel all fear and all anxiety,
yes,
and all worry and all doubt, God. We can effectively put all of those things away by improving our love toward you and toward ourselves and toward others, God. Father, I thank you for the power that you've given us to do that through your word, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us a light and a path that is clear, that is a confident way for us to proceed into,
yes,
all of your blessings that you have for us, God. Father, I thank you for you teaching us how to be blessed and how to identify,
yes,
because your desire for us to live a life that is physically and emotionally and financially and mentally and spiritually sound and strong and powerful is real so that we can truly represent you in the earth, God. Father, allow us to have signs, miracles, and wonders produced as a result of our obedience to you, God. Allow us to do what it is that you've given us to do as you've given us the power to do good works in the earth toward others so that your hand can be felt by those who do not yet know you, that you've called before the foundations of the world. I thank you for the service we're going to have today. I thank you for our speaker, God, and for the anointing just going forth in an absolutely powerful way. I thank you for someone being delivered today. I thank you for someone being set free today.
Yes.
I thank you.
Yes, amen.
Giving people the desire to seek your face as well as your hand today. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Hallelujah. Myself and the family and Pastor Charles Nix want you to know this morning, you should be a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. We ask the mother of this assembly, my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And we praise God for her because she reads with compassion and passion and conviction. Hallelujah. So retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. God loves you, and so do I. Thank you, Apostle Cook. This morning's meditational reading is entitled Fresh Grace Every Day. Would be taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, and it reads thus. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day it is its own trouble. Thank God. Now, I'm concerned about the deal that I have to close tomorrow. I'm worried about tomorrow's job interview. My medical test results will be out tomorrow. I'm afraid it won't be good. God does not want you to worry about tomorrow. He wants you to know that he gives you all the help you need for today. And when tomorrow comes, so will fresh help from him. This is God's principle, even in the Old Testament. When the children of Israel were in the desert, God gave them fresh manna from heaven every morning. You can read about that in Exodus 16, 13. Through 16 and verse 31. They did not have to worry about tomorrow because when tomorrow came, there was fresh manna again. He was their provision every day. Today, God's manna is the grace he gives you every day. If you are worried about a situation tomorrow, know that there will be sufficient grace for that situation when it comes. God wants you to simply rest in his ability to heal, deliver, protect, and provide for you every day. In the Old Testament, when the armies of Moab and Ammon came against King Jehoshaphat, God told the anxious king, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You can read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 and 17. When the next morning came, King Jehoshaphat saw how God caused King Jehoshaphat saw how God caused each confusion to come upon his enemies' camp, brought about their own slaughter. Amid all that fighting in the enemy's camp, God's people merely stood still and saw him fight the battle for him, just as he had promised. My friends, when you see a problem looming in your tomorrow, don't be afraid or dismayed. Look to the Lord and see his grace and salvation deliver you. God wants you to live a stress-free life, not one filled with worries about tomorrow's problems. When tomorrow comes, his grace will be there for you as your help, protection, favor, and enabling. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, God gives you all the help you need for today. When tomorrow comes, so will amen and glory to God.
More than anything, God, We desire your anointing. We desire to be in your presence. And so we ask for you to cover us.
Holy Spirit, please fall down.
Realizing that to fall means to cover. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, please fall down.
Somebody needs to be set free even now. Come on, we need
your anointing.
That destroys
the yoke.
Come on.
We need your presence.
Tell him why.
That shackles will be broken.
Somebody needs to be set free even now. Come on.
We need your spirit to take control.
Let no flesh be glorified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and glory to God. We need the Holy Spirit every day and in every way, especially when we are about to go to the Lord to pray. It is prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. And we go before God's throne of grace, and we lay down our supplications, our petitions, our prayers, our intercessions. We take it all to the foot of the Lord. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Because here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, we believe in praying until something happens. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So right now, I want you to prepare, put all your focus on Jesus, bow your heart, and prepare to stand in prayer, in agreement in prayer with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Praise God. We thank God today for just being who he is. Praise God. Let us go into prayer. Let us bow our heads, bow our hearts. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you again this morning. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every petition that has already gone on, because we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that you answer them. So we just thank you this morning. We thank you for all that you are, all that you do for us, all that you continue to do for us, your children. We thank you today for your multiple blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for life this morning, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, from where you have brought us from. And we lift up those, Lord, that don't yet know you. And we pray for them, Lord, that they will turn towards you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That they will be willing to accept you, to follow you. Hallelujah. To obey you. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for changing lives today. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now across the nation. We thank you for prayers that have been answered. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you're moving across the nation, all across the world. We thank you for what you're doing.
Jesus.
We thank you for all the good reports that we are hearing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when chaos is still all around us, we know that you are moving. We know that you're answering prayer. We know that you're making things better. Hallelujah. For many people. Hallelujah. And we praise you for that, Lord. Thank you. We thank you for stepping in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In these crucial situations, these crisis situations. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. That we know that you are moving. Hallelujah. In spite of what is still going on, we know that you are moving and that you're changing things. We thank you for it,
Lord.
In Jesus' holy and righteous name. And Father God, we just lift up those that are yet in bondage. We ask, Lord, that you would free them. Hallelujah. Not just to be free, but free to serve you, free to live for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, draw them unto you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we pray that they will no longer walk in bondage, that they will no longer be in bondage. Hallelujah. But they will be set free. Hallelujah. And we know that when you set us free, we are free indeed. So we're asking for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all of those that are in bondage, for those that have no hope, for those that don't think that they will even be here tomorrow. We pray that you will lift them up. Hallelujah. We pray for the homeless this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the ways that are being made for them. We thank you for shelter, hallelujah, that has been being, that is being built, hallelujah, for the homeless. We thank you for the hotels and the motels that are now being converted, hallelujah, so that,
they can live a better life.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, that they're not any longer out on the streets and begging and so forth. But we thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for making ways, hallelujah. Hallelujah, when it seemed like there was not a way. So we just praise you for that, Lord. We lift up those that are still being contracted with this disease, with COVID and other diseases, other viruses. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus and the healthcare providers. We pray your hand of protection upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would touch those that are fearful today, that you would allow them to know that they can walk with you, Lord, and they can walk fearlessly
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that those that are worried, those that are, don't have any hope and don't think that they're going to even be blessed, that those that think that they are forgotten, we pray, Lord, that you will touch them today. In the name of Jesus, they will feel your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
They will be touched by your word. In the name of
Jesus,
that hope will be instilled in them. And more than that, Lord, that love will abound them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. They will feel your love through your people.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Those that know how to love. Those that know that you love
Lord
them.
God.
Hallelujah. That love will be expressed. Hallelujah, to those that don't feel love, hallelujah, those that feel like they have been abandoned or forgotten.
Yes.
Oh, God, give them a lift today in the name of Jesus, and we just praise you for it. We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray that you will continue to move across the nations, hallelujah, and bless the people, hallelujah, that you will move in these crisis situations. And,
Lord,
come against that spirit of murder,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that seems to be so active all over the place.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We come against some mass murders.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus'
name,
we pray, hallelujah, against these parents that are hurting their own children, murdering their children,
Lord.
All of these things that are going on. We give this over to you this morning, Lord. We ask that
Lord.
You would step in, that you would straighten out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you would save. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you will continue to lead us, guide us, hallelujah, help us to do our assignments. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Hallelujah, because if we're all doing our assignments and on our missions, it will make a difference in the world.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
So we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen us, that you would bless
Lord,
us, give us what we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be
Lord.
A greater blessing in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
And we just praise you for it. We know that
thank
you will,
Lord.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, hallelujah, that there is no need to worry, that we don't have to worry, hallelujah, but help us, Lord, to get that through to others, Lord, that with you,
Lord.
We don't need to worry. There's no reason to worry because you are all that we need. You're everything that we need. Hallelujah. You are our only hope, and we praise you for it. Now, Lord, we ask that you would move, hallelujah, in the hospitals and all of these places, Lord, where people are waiting, hallelujah, to get well, hallelujah, to be released. We pray that you would, your hand touch would be upon them today in the name of Jesus. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. We thank you for what you're doing.
Bless you.
We thank you, Lord, that you're moving in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, that we have seen signs and wonders. We thank you,
Lord,
that we have seen healing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have seen some raise up, hallelujah, that needed
Lord.
To be. And we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We have seen it with our
Lord.
Own eyes, and we praise you for it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We lift up those that are mourning today. We ask, Lord, that you would
touch
hallelujah,
Jesus.
That you would strengthen them, that you would help them, that you would draw them in their times of mourning
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they will turn their lives around. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, and we just praise you for it. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. If there's any sick among us this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you would deliver in Jesus' holy and righteous name. And we thank you for it. We
thank
you. Hallelujah. Let your word come forth boldly this morning.
Hallelujah.
And allow it to bless. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm a winner. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
He wants me to be
through Christ who strengthens me.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we are in Christ Jesus, we are indeed winners. All right, my family, it is now time for this morning's message, and we are going right back to the book of Acts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today we're going to be looking at Acts 8, 26 through 40. See, my family knows what time it is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 8, we're looking at verses 26 through 40. Hallelujah. If you are listening via your computers, you can go, and you do not have a Bible, please go over to BibleGateway.com. Hallelujah. Type in Acts 8, 26 through 40, and I will be reading from the King James Version. Amen. First and foremost, before I even get started, I just want to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah. For just yet another opportunity to come out before his people, and I pray, deliver a word that will heal, that will restore, that will transform, that will, hallelujah, point others to you, Father God. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus for every listener. I pray, Lord, that their hearts will be touched. Hallelujah. Their spirits will be lifted and their souls restored. And, Father, I pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray that today would be the day that they would make you their Lord and their Savior so that they can experience all that you are and all that you do. It is in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verses 26 through 40 reads as follows. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, Esaias the prophet. When the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth thou hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus. And passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Thanks, God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Thank you, Jesus. Now, last week, I talked to you about the heart of a minister. And if we truly have a heart of a minister, then you're going to have no problem understanding today's message. But now, I'm going to ask others, have you ever felt guilty for failing to be an effective witness for Jesus? How many times have you been told that you need to introduce the Lord to your neighbors, your friends, your acquaintances, your coworkers, but you still have to admit that you haven't been very successful? Now, it may be because sometimes you're not always sure what to say. And at other times, you may have found yourself wondering if it's the right time to say something. Or if you do say something, will it turn this person away from God? Now, I came to tell us all this morning, we should all share our faith in some kind of way. But we need to also be very careful that we do not run ahead of the Lord. So instead of asking God to give us an opportunity to share his love with someone, we sometimes go about it in our own way, if we choose to go about it at all. And I'm not saying this out of judgment or to make any of us feel guilty. I'm saying it because hopefully and prayerfully, this teaching will help us to learn and to grow. The Bible tells us we are God's fellow workers in 1 Corinthians 3 and 9. You see, we are in business with God. We take our orders from him and simply follow what he puts in our hearts to do. I refer to myself as God's delivery girl. See, I'm in the kingdom business with my father, hallelujah, who is the commander-in-chief, the CEO, all of that, the cornerstone that the builder's rejecting, hallelujah. But all I can tell you is I'm prepared to share my faith because I'm in the business of my father's, and his business is kingdom business. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So today's message can be summed up in these words right here, and I want you to hear them clearly. The more we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, the more God will use us to help others come to know him. Mm-hmm. So today, I want to illustrate what spirit-led evangelism looks like. So we're going to look at four thoughts from our text today, which will remind us to follow, always follow, the Holy Spirit's leading.
Yes.
See, and the reason we should do that is because God wants every believer to go and share the good news. The book of Acts follows up on the emphasis found in the first four books of the New Testament, which is that Jesus wanted his followers to take what they had received from him and go share it with other folks. Matthew 28:19 says, go and make disciples of all nations. Mark 16:15 says, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere. Luke 24:46-47 says, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Then Brother John testifies in chapter 20:21, where Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 1:8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. And in Acts 5:20, when the angel let the apostles out of jail, he told them, go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. You see, much of the book of Acts finds believers doing just that. Going out and telling others that God loves them and is offering them forgiveness and eternal life. In our text, Philip is doing the same thing. Now, he has just taken the good news to the Samaritans, and they found Jesus to be their hope for life. Now we find Philip listening to the Holy Spirit and going to share the good news with an African Gentile who had apparently converted to Judaism. So as we attempt to reach out to those who do not yet know Jesus, it would do us good to remember that evangelism is God's idea. God cares more about his lost people more than any of us ever could. That is why he stirs our hearts to care for them and to share the good news with them. If we can catch a glimpse of God's heart for the people of our community and the world, then we will begin to see why he wants us to get out there and start sharing his love with others. And as the Lord did several times in the Bible, he tells Philip to go. Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. The implication we get from this is that those who need to hear about Jesus probably won't come to us.
Mm-mm.
We will have to find a way
to go to them.
Yeah. We have to enter their world and show them that they matter to God. Now, when I say enter their world, I do not mean to conform to their world. But you have to go where the lost are. And some might be encouraged to know that there is more than one way to share the good news about Jesus. One way is to invite people to a church service, a worship service. One of the biggest reasons newcomers give for coming to church is that someone invited them. And just because, you know, you might see some things or hear some things, don't assume they won't come. Maybe, just maybe, all that noise and stuff you've been hearing over there is their SOS. It's their cry for help. And they've just been waiting for someone to invite them to go hear about this loving Savior, this loving, forgiving, gracious, generous Savior.
Yeah.
So we don't see them out there. We want them to experience God's presence and his love and a genuine Christian community. Now, maybe you don't think you can share the good news with somebody personally. So you could ask them to come to church and just sit with you. And then before you take them in there, let them know that nobody is there to embarrass them or ask them to sign up for anything. We all have to do our part in sharing God's love with other people in every way that we can. So saints, if we believe as Christians that we have been purposed to do just that, then we also have to know and trust, hallelujah, that the Lord will give us our help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to know and believe that we do nothing by ourselves and that we, hallelujah, do not have to be afraid.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to do what God tells us to do. Okay?
Yeah.
We have to do it the way he tells us to do it. Hallelujah. But this brings me to my second point. I need you to know and understand that God doesn't give us all the details all at one time.
Mm. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
He does not always give us all the details all at once. What God does is ask us to trust him and obey what he calls us to do, which leads us to the second point. Like I said, our Father God needs a lot of time leads us on a need-to-know basis. He will tell us what we need to know when we need to know it. You know, Philip apparently didn't know what was going to happen when he started down the road to Gaza. He just knew that the Lord had spoken loudly and clearly to his heart and that his responsibility was obedience. His response was to be obedient. So Philip, he left Samaria and traveled south from Jerusalem on the desert road to Gaza. Now, this route was the one less travel from Jerusalem to Gaza. The more popular route went straight west to the coastal plain to the village of Lydia and joined the caravan route between Egypt and Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord, through his angel, was very specific about where he wanted Philip to go. In fact, some alternate translations render the Greek word for south as meaning midday. When it says going down from Jerusalem to Gaza would already establish the direction. So the Greek word, hallelujah, mesembria, can mean noon or south, may have established the time that Philip was supposed to travel.
Mm-hmm.
God told Philip everything he needed to know. Now just imagine if Philip had said, what? The desert road at noon? Are you crazy? Look, God. My skin is kind of sensitive. I burn really easily. early in the morning.
No, no.
Tell him why. He just told him to get ready and go. In verse 29, we see Philip getting further in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit told Philip, go to the again. Philip obeyed, and God gave him a chance to share the good news with somebody who was more than ready to hear. Now, I've heard some people say that if God would have told the apostles everything that was ahead for them, it probably would have scared them to death.
Yeah.
You see, but our spiritual journey is a walk of faith, and God wants us to trust him every step of the way.
Yeah.
If we learn to listen to God and obey what he tells us to do, then he will lead us to people who need exactly what we have. God wants to use our life experience and our personality to reach a specific people in our circle of influence. God cares enough about the lost to send someone like Philip out during the heat of the day into a desert area to take living water to someone who he knew was thirsty for his presence. You see, God is faithful to speak to us and prepare the hearts of those to whom he sends us. Our part is to listen and obey. But there's still more to that part. Because, see, we must prepare ourselves to explain God's word clearly, effectively to others.
Yeah.
Word of God says, you understand what you are reading? Philip asked, how can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. Now, what if Philip had not been a student of God's word? What if he had not studied the book of Isaiah with its prophecies about Jesus? I suppose the answer is either that God would have used somebody else, or perhaps the Ethiopian eunuch would not have heard the gospel that day. Only God knows. But here's what we do know. Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, in the the New Living Translation in 1 Peter 3:14-15, it reads as follows. It says, don't be afraid and don't worry. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if you are asked about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. But you must do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then, if people speak evil against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to the Most High God through your faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, amen, hallelujah, and glory to God right there.
Yeah.
See, saints, we have to always be ready to explain our conversion. That means we need to know God's word. We need to know the gospel message and be ready to explain it clearly and effectively to others. Furthermore, we also need to learn to explain it to people who may not know anything about the Bible or about God. That can be a real big challenge. But we still need to remember that the Holy Spirit will help us if we simply ask him to. You know, missionaries often face the huge challenge of explaining the gospel to people who think differently than they do. They speak differently and they value different things. They're culturally different. And sometimes there are certain things that might deeply offend other people in some cultures. So missionaries have the challenge of first and foremost before they go running up into somebody else's house. They have the challenge of studying the culture and finding out with the good Lord's help how to best present the good news to those people.
Mm-hmm.
We may need to do the same. As a matter of fact, I'm really pretty positive that we need to do the same. Many of us live especially in the United States, we are surrounded by people that have come from a culture that is far removed from maybe what we've grown up with. If you live your life based on the truth of God's word, you're going to be different anyway, because you are bound to have a different way of seeing the world than those who do not yet know Jesus. And I want you to know that it's not unspiritual to get to know more about people. See, Paul made it a point to know who he was talking to when he shared the gospel. When he shared the gospel in Athens, he used ideals that were familiar to those people so they would understand who God really is. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We also need to find common ground and start with the familiar before we try to throw something new and strange at the unchurched person. See, whatever we can do to improve our knowledge and communication skills can help us to become more effective when we share the good news of forgiveness. And this is where our personal testimonies come in. Revelation 11 and 12 says that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Listen, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to tell somebody how God saved and forgave you. Amen. As I shared just this past Monday, our testimony is simply the story of how God stepped in and changed us through our faith in the Lord Jesus. And our testimony is also a direct reflection of the indisputable life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's no wonder it's one of the most effective tools in our evangelism box. Now, and you know, testimonies don't need to be long. They don't need to be drawn out, because you might not have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to share your testimony. So keep it short, sweet, effective, and to the point. Tell them how you were before you got saved. Because before you got saved, there was an old you who was caught up in sin and did not know or have a relationship with the Lord. Because there are a lot of people running up in church buildings, running up on Zoom, running up on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday, and they still don't have a relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But see, your testimony will include that now, hallelujah, but one day you met Jesus and you have been changed by his goodness and mercy. You can glorify God and magnify his message by telling others about how he changed you. Finally, God draws people to himself through our obedience, as Bishop Lester Carver prayed just this morning. In John 12 and 32, Jesus said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." Clearly, this, hallelujah, hallelujah, didn't happen while Jesus was on the cross. Okay? However, it can never happen without the cross. Let that soak in for a minute. How would Jesus draw all men or nations to himself? He would do it through his followers. And as his followers told others about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, people from every tribe and every nation would come to know him.
Yes.
Now, apparently, Philip did not know Jesus when he walked the earth. However, he certainly came to know him very soon afterwards, because he was chosen to help lead the New Testament church. As a follower of Jesus, Philip learned to obey the Lord. You see, many come to know Jesus. They came to know Jesus through Philip's obedience. He had learned to follow the Holy Spirit's lead, letting God work through him to save others. Hallelujah. We have to know and understand that we are merely vessels, and God is working through us. And through our obedience, God will draw people unto himself. Not unto you, not unto your ministry, not unto your agenda, not unto your cause, but unto himself.
Yes.
We've been reminded today that we need to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. when he speaks, we better be listening. Okay? Because he's speaking straight to our heart about going somewhere or doing something. And we need to listen and obey. God wants us to be involved in going and sharing the good news with others. He often leads us one step at a time, asking us to trust him and that more details will follow. You know, and I want to just add in right here. One of the reasons God does not give us, another reason that God does not give us all the details all at one time, it's simply because we wouldn't be able to handle it. We got folks right now, if God just gives them so much a glimpse of something, oh, they done seen the whole picture, and they get to running and going off in their own self, on their own might and their own strength. They haven't stopped to ask God nothing. They seeing things over here and seeing things over there, but yet the Holy Spirit hasn't said a word. Okay? So you need to know and understand. We are all, as like I told you last week, we as children of God, we have all been called to be ministers. We have all been called to share the good news and allow God to work through us. And baby, you are not fit for service of the Most High God until you have learned how to follow, listen to, and obey Jesus. Okay? You got to understand that. There is no getting around that. Hallelujah. Part of our spiritual preparation is getting to know Jesus through his word. Hallelujah. You know, we have no news to share. We don't have any good news. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Amen. We don't have anything to bring. If we're going to boast, let us boast in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he leads us one step at a time because he never sets us up for failure. We fail because we won't sit still and let God set us up. We want to go out before him. We want to do what we want to do. When God is simply asking us to trust him, knowing that more details are going to follow. And how will we know that? Because we've got the Bible. Hallelujah. And without it, we lose our guidebook for life. Without the truth of God's word, we have no news. Hallelujah. God will draw people through to himself through us if we learn to obey him, even when what he says doesn't even seem to make sense to us. It might also do well for some of us to remember that God is not looking for our ability to make it happen. He is looking for our availability and our willingness to obey whatever he tells us to do.
Yeah.
Okay? So all of you folks that like to incorporate how, you know, God blessed you with a car and God blessed you with a house and you done been to all kind of universities and all of that. Okay, that's, you know what? Leave that out of your testimony because you know why? That doesn't save anybody. Your credentials, your name, your possessions do not have the power to save anything. But I know who does. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It has always been that way, is that way, and will always be that way. I need you to hear me clearly today. If you never asked the Lord to forgive you and change your life, again, please do it today. God has been drawing you to himself. He is just waiting for you to give him your heart and let him become your rescuer, your redeemer, your healer, your leader.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you've been in the word, but you're just not feeling as though, you know, you're going anywhere or you're making any progress, Do a spirit check. Go back and reconnect, reconnect, recommit, and reconvict to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So that he would use you to do all that he has called you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Because, see, when we know that we should be witnesses unto God, and when we know that God has already said that we are winners because we can do all things, be all things, go anywhere through Christ who strengthens us. We are not fighting for the win. We've already got it because God has declared it and decreed it, especially when we are walking in tune with his powerful, all-knowing Holy Spirit. So I just want to say amen. Thank you, Jesus, and glory to God. I'm not going to beat you up anymore about that today. I mean, I wasn't beating you up at all, actually. Thank you, Jesus. I just want people to know that, you know, we just really need to stop playing and stop listening to our own agendas, stop listening to what's going on in our own heads, our own hearts, our own minds, and get all of that lined up under the word of God by the power and the strength of his spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. And if you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, the real good news is today that you don't have to leave here the same way that you came in. Amen. You need to know and understand that God is standing at the door, knocking, waiting for you to answer the door. And you know what, saints of God? He's standing there with the welcome basket. Hallelujah. It has your salvation in it. Faith, grace, mercy, forgiveness, joy, peace, all the delicious and wonderful fruit of the Spirit is in that welcome basket. And when you ask him to come into your life and become your Lord and Savior, he imparts his spirit right into you so that he can come along beside you and teach you the things of God, hallelujah, he will give you a new heart start. Hallelujah. He will change the way you see things and think about things. Hallelujah.
Yes,
your walk won't be the same. Yes. Your talk won't be the same. Your hangout spots won't be the same. Because you're going to be so in love with Jesus, all you want to do is please him. And if his Holy Spirit isn't telling you to do it, you're not going to do it. So in order to connect yourself to the Holy One, in order for you to have all access granted, all you need to do is go to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God. All that I am and ever will be, Lord God, I just want to commit it unto thee. Come into my life and save me for your name's sake. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I would now like to ask Minister Gladys to come in and to pray for our new converts. And if there's anyone in the sanctuary this morning that would like to have a word, that has a prayer request, if you've never been in our service, or maybe you have, and you would just, you know, the Lord is moving on you to speak, hallelujah, this morning, please press your 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. So we would love to hear your praise. We would love to hear your worship. So while Evangelist Gladys prays for the new converts, I'm just going to give you a moment to see what God is going to do with you. Amen. Minister Gladys.
Amen. Thank you. Giving God all the honor and all the praise on this morning for the wonderful message this morning and for folks rendering their lives over to Christ and saying the prayer of salvation. It's not a lightly prayer. it really isn't. You know, you believe in your heart that that you accepted Christ in your life, and you believe in your heart that he died on the cross and rose on the third day, and that all things are possible through him and only him. God will save your soul, will be saved, and will be rejoicing in heaven eternally.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. And I just thank God for those that prayed the prayer of salvation on this morning.
Yes, Jesus.
That heavens is rejoicing right now, right now. No matter where you've been, where you're coming from, you've got salvation on today. Today is
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. New Amen. On today, right now, this moment. No matter where you've been, what you've been through, how you have sinned. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
But he gave us one good antidote, repentance.
Yeah.
Repent and believe in your heart and change your heart. God will do the rest. Life is good. Life is
Amen.
Good. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you give them staying power to stay in your word, Father God, Lord, and to continue to seek your face, Father God, Lord, and draw closer to you, Father God, Lord, and raise their household with your name's sake in the midst, Father God, Lord. I just thank you for these things, Lord. I thank you for our newcomers, Father God. And I ask, Lord, that you continue to bless them and show them the light. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. We just thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that keeps us on course, that keeps us on track. As long as we listen to him and obey him. I thank God for all of you that are listening this morning in the chat rooms, that are listening here in the sanctuary. We just want you to know that whether you said something or whether you didn't, hallelujah, we're just glad that you were here. And we pray that you were truly abundantly blessed by all that you heard on today. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to once again ask Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell to come forward and read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen and glory to God. Once again, you have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. Our message topic today was following the Holy Spirit. So on behalf of myself, Minister Tina Brown, Pastor and Bishop Carver, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and to all Evangelist Gladys McGee, and to all of you who were present in our sanctuary and in our chat rooms, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. So go in peace. Know that you're blessed. Know that you're loved. And have a beautiful rest of your day. Amen. And God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Have a beautiful and blessed day, family. I love you.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Beautiful service, family. God bless you. We love you.
Vanessa.
Hallelujah. We love all. Yes, we love us from Vanessa. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. She might be in the background, but we still love us from Vanessa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love all of you. Have a wonderful day.
You had to be serious.
It's not a one-day situation, you know what I'm saying? And people, act on one day, and it's not a critical, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, God ain't no joke, you know what I mean? So, you doing something to seek his favor, He's going to bless you. Bottom line. And that ain't no,
no.
That ain't no made up nothing. That's, you know what I'm saying? So, so it's like walking the walk, talking the talk.
Right.
But you can guarantee if you follow the path, you're going to get blessed in abundance. And all of the riches that come with it, I'm saying, all of the material, the blessings, or whatever,